Dear Father God, we thank you. We can gather together, worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你，我们在这里一起聚集来敬拜你。
We thank you for your chosen us through your Son Jesus Christ.
谢谢你拣选了，因为儿子耶稣基督的缘故，拣选了我们这些人。
Although we are sinners saved by grace.
真的是我们是罪人，我们是被神的恩典所拯救。
But we are also holy and beloved in your eyes.
但是在你的眼中，我们是圣洁的，我们是可爱的。
Lord, in this busy and hard season, we ask you to protect our heart. We only want to worship you and give thanks to you.
主啊，在这个感恩的季节，在这个节日的季节，愿你把我们有一颗感恩的心放在我们心中。
May our worship accept to you.
愿我们的敬拜得你的喜悦。
May you speak to us.
愿你在这里与我们对我们说话。
And Holy Spirit anointing, speaking, and listening.
让圣灵在这里浇灌我们，也让我们的心能够仔细的听。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
Okay, brother, sister, please be seated.
大家请坐。我这里啊，他是。
Okay. Okay.Okay, according to my schedule, I should speak about the book of Galatians.
是按照如果按照我自己的这个计划的话，我本来应该讲加拉太书。
But since it's Thanksgiving, I don't want to put too much burden, too heavy message to you.
是啊，因为是感恩节的缘故，我不想把太大的负担交给弟兄姐妹，
so、
所以我就
I was just thinking another topic.
所以我就想另一个标题。
Okay, I think Thanksgiving weekend probably is the most busy travel weekend in the U.S.
我想是感恩节的这个周末的话，大概是。美国来说是在交通方面是最忙的一个周末。
And when we think about Thanksgiving, it's a big dinner and a reunion with a family member or friend get together.
我们想的感恩节就是我们有个感恩节的大餐，然后我的朋友们在一起聚集，大家一起快乐。
And it's a symbol of the big roast turkey in the table.
如果你想的话，感恩节就是一个。最大的一个标记就是在桌子上有个大火鸡。
When we came over here, first few years, we have no idea how to make a turkey as a dinner. My wife have no any experience about that, but recently she has been very good at making a Thanksgiving dinner for us with a turkey. All the family members, we love it and finish all of them.
我们刚来美国的时候也不知道这个感恩节怎么过，这个火鸡怎么做，但慢慢这几年我的太太慢慢的就学会了这个做火鸡，她也做了很好的火鸡，然后感恩节的时候家里很多人都一起在聚集，然后一起有个很好的聚会。
And since the first Thanksgiving the gathering from the 1621 has been 400 years.
哎呀，这1621年开始，美国就有了这个感恩节这个节日，
yeah.
差不多现在有400年的日子。
The 1620 September, about 100 people of the, most of them are Christian. They want to seek him for freedom to worship God, and then they came to America from England.
所以在1620年的时候，差不多有100位基督徒是从英国来的。他们那个时候想要找一个有一个地方能够自由的敬拜神。
And weather wasn't good. Winter across the Atlantic Ocean was challenged. So by the time they got to American land, it was exhausted and.All of them are so tired, even sick, and no enough food to eat. Yeah.
所以那个时候他们从欧洲来到美国，冬天的话，大家知道这个大西洋上风浪也很大。等他们到达美国的时候，他们已经是非常的疲倦，非常的累。
Can you imagine 66 days in the Atlantic Ocean?
大家可以想象吧，在这个海上漂了66天。
And with a small sailing ship like a Mayflower, it's not that big. If you go to Boston, you can see it, not very big. Yeah.
那个船就叫五月花号，大家如果去波士顿的话，就能看见这艘船。这艘船不是很大。
And fortunately, Native American was very friendly to them, so they give them food and then. Teach them how to plantation, so that by the spring of the next year, they will be able to survive and do plantation.
Yeah, 但是幸运的是，就是当地的印第安人对他们非常友好，然后把食物给他们吃，然后也把种子给他们，教他们怎样种植，然后这样的话呢，第二年他们就有了收成。
So 1621, and fall, there was a very good harvest. So they want to thank God and also thank the Native Americans. So they have forced Thanksgiving dinner for 3 days.
1621年的时候，他们是秋天，因为收成挺好的，所以他们在秋天秋收以后呢，就是要有了这个感恩节，然后就是感谢。当地的印第安人也感谢神提供了他们这么丰盛的这个收成。
And then become a tradition for about 200 years until 1863.
他这样的话有200年，就每年都有这个感恩节一直到1863年。
President Lincoln declared would be a national Thanksgiving Day.Before that, it was individual states and the family, they all tradition. But then since 1863, become a nation Thanksgiving holiday.
所以到了1863年的时候，林肯总统就把这个感恩节，本来感恩节是各个地方自己庆祝的，现在就变成了一个整个国家的一个节日。
Yeah, I love this, You know, Thanksgiving story, history more than the other holiday in the U.S.
真的是我挺喜欢这个感恩节这个节日的来由的故事。
I think it's good for Americans to continue like one day to be celebrate as Thanksgiving, but I think also it's good for us to remember not only as a day or a season, it's all year round we have to give them to God.
是啊，所以。我是觉得美国有这个感恩节的节日非常好，大家就记得向神感恩，特别是对我们来说，我们每天都应该成为一个感恩的日子，因为我们要时时记得神给我们的恩典。
With Thanksgiving right around the corner, I would like to title my message A Season of Thanksgiving.
所以因为这个感恩节快到了，所以我今天把这个标题变成感恩的季节。
Okay, give thanks.To the Lord, for He is good.
我们把感谢献给神，因为他是好的、圣洁的、为善的，他本为善。
This is from Psalm 107.
是诗篇107篇这样讲的。
Yeah, I hope the picture here will give you some joyful, prepare your heart for the Thanksgiving season.
那我想这个如果是这个这照片这里。大家有给大家一个好心情，大家能够准备这个感恩节。
Okay, next three verses.
我们今天读三个经文。
Okay. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord.
是遍地满了耶和华的慈爱。
This is Psalm 33 verse 5.
是诗篇33章。
And then Psalm 100 verse 4 is.Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，这是在诗篇100篇四节。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving.
好，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢。
It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
是腓立比书四章六节。
I think we're all very familiar with these verses.
我们都挺熟悉这些经文的。
And if you want to look up for the thanksgiving or give thanks to the Lord, you can find so many different verses from in the Bible.
如果你去查圣经，你去感谢感恩 但是圣经里面有很多的经文是这样讲的。
And encourage you to pick a few verses and then memorize for this year.
我鼓励大家捡几段经文啊，感谢的经文，然后今年能够把它背下来。
And they are all very short. That the earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord.
真的是非常短，这个遍地充满了耶和华的慈爱。
Yeah, it's very short. Only a few words.
真的只有几个单词。
Okay. Okay. In the 18th century, a classic book.
在十八世纪有一本这个很典型的书。
The name is a series called to a devoted and holy life.
这个就是呼召圣徒成有一个圣洁和敬虔的生活。
Is by William Law.
这个作者叫 William Law.
He made a foreign statement. Would you know who is the greatest saint in the world?
那这里问。你知道世界上最大的圣徒是谁吗
？It is not he who prays most or give most.
那个圣徒并不是最会祷告的一位，或者是最慷慨的那一位。
But it is he who is always thankful to God.
那位圣徒就是总是有一颗感恩的心对神的那一位。
William Law exhorts Christians to offer all aspects of your life.Including your work, anything in your life as a holy to God.
这个威廉洛在那里鼓励你基督徒的话，就要把你身上你的生活、工作中所有的都要献给神。
He reminds us, Christian virtue as love, gentleness, humanity, peace and love, kindness.
他在这里提醒我们，基督徒所有的品质就是平安、喜乐、敬虔、慈爱。
And a few of the famous preacher like John Wesley was greatly impacted by the book too.
有一些很大的很有名的这个传道人John Wesley 就是被这本书大大的影响了。So,
okay, today I would like to just highlight a few main point.
今天我要在这里有几点要重点的讲一下。
The first one is the importance of the develop a thankful heart.
所以第一点就是要自己要操练一颗感恩的心。
And the benefit of the having a thankful heart is not only the worship God and you close to God, and also benefit for the relationship with your surrounding, your family member, friends too.
这颗感恩的心不是单单说你要向神感恩，也是要有向你周围的人感恩，有一个朋友或者是其他的一些人。
And it takes lifetime to practice.
我是说这个操练的话，要差不多有整一生的时间来操练。
And if you can start earlier, like from your kids younger, which is very important.
你可以很早就学这样的这个感恩的心特别是在年轻人很年轻的时候就学。
The second one is when you have that kind of thanksgiving in your daily life, and gradually when you are in a difficult time, just like Sister Alice mentioned, even you are suffering, you will still rejoice and praise and thank God. That will be another level of, close to God.
所以。因为你一直有一颗感恩的心从小就有感恩的心的话等你慢慢的就像刚才 Alice 姐妹所讲的在你困难的时候你也有一颗感恩的心对神有一颗感恩的心
And the third point I want to make is how an unthankful heart does to us
第三点我要分享如果是一颗 不知道感恩的心对我们的伤害有多大
And through my personal experience, my own family member, and also with other married couple I have been counseled with, I know this is very important. How unthankful heart will damage your family member or a relationship or any kind of. Yeah,
我从自己的经验，我会分享一下我的朋友们、亲戚们，这些说，如果是不感恩的话，会怎么样？有其他的一些，我最近有辅导的那些其他的年轻夫妇们，如果是有不感恩的心的话，对他们的伤害又有多大
Not recently, just before. 那
就以前啊，
不是现在年轻人，是以前
啊，以前有。
Okay, number four is count our blessing from a corporate church and also from my own family.
是第四个，我要数算恩典，就是我自己的教会和我自己的家庭。
I think my scope is quite big. I don't know if I can finish this.
好，我看看我们能不能完成这些。
Okay, the first one is to practice and develop. We know the virtue of your character. You need a lifetime to develop.
所以第一点就是要操练一个感，这就是大家知道一个人的品质的话，要花一生的时间来这个操练。
Okay, so here say improve the benefit of a thankful heart is improve your relationship with God and also with person surround you as well.
所以要做的就是第一点要改善你与神的关系，第二也要改善你与人的关系。
And then the second point is, it honors God.
第二点就是要你要荣耀神。
Okay, okay, I would make a little bit of testimony for myself and my wife.
我自己做一些见证，是给我自己也是给我的妻子做一些见证。
Yeah, quite a few years ago when we start to having empty nest and we haven't has grandchildren yet, so we plan some vacation to Europe or to other countries.
我有几年前我们就是还没有孙辈的时候，我们和我太太是空巢的时候，是计划了一些旅行计划去到其他的国家去。
And then my wife always say, "Oh, you go plan ahead, and then I will just follow."
Yeah, 所以我太太常常说啊，你先去计划，然后我就去计划了。
And then after I do some study research and I plan my itinerary and present to her.
但是我自己做了一些功课，然后我就把这个旅行计划就弄好了之后，就交给我太太看。
And she always so excited and want to.Give some idea, chip in some opinion, and change this, change that.
所以他是非常的，就是挺激动的。他就是要把在他的一些他的一些主意啊，他一些其他的想法，要把它加进去。
Then I will become impatient. I will become like a little bit angry.
所以我就不太耐心，我就慢慢就生气了。
And then we realize.If we want to go vacation and then we ruin our relationship, what's good about it?
所以我就那时候就想，如果这样吵架的话，因为只是出去旅游而使我们的关系变差了，那又有什么好处呢？
So then we make an agreement.
所以我们就当时就有了这个协议。
We say, whoever raises up a different opinion,And the person need to respond with good job.
所以就当初就做了这么个功课，什么功课？那就什么一个协议呢？如果我说什么，那我的太太反对，然后我要说你反对的很好。
Yeah, because Bible tells us she is the helper.
所以圣经是说，你的妻子是你的帮手。
Yeah, Eve was helper designed to by God to help Adam.
夏娃是神造的来帮助亚当的。
Of course, it's not easy. We have some struggle, and then finally we come to agreement. Good job, good job.
所以我们不是很容易的，然后最后就这样讲了一些之后，就是我们就这样说，你做的对，你做的对。
So we start to have from my heart, still start from resistance into thankful and accept.And try to make my plan, you know, change this, change that. Gradually, I become like knowing the thankful that is. So, I mean, this is a practice.
所以经过这样操练好几次之后，我本来是从一个抵抗，然后就变成了一个慢慢学会了一个感恩的心，就觉得慢慢的这个协议就达成了。
And sometimes we're joking by end of day, say, how many good job you got?
所以我们有时候在一天结束的时候就说，你今天有几句得到我说做得很好的这个称赞的话呢？
So that gradually we will not look at plan a good vacation. We just plan to be good quality time together.
Yeah.
So we sometimes we say, well, if we miss this one, no problem. We can come back next time, next trip.
所以我们那个时候就慢慢的就不再为这个事情争执了，因为不管是有的景点没有去，那下一次我们就不，只要我们在一起的好时光多，所以我们去不去一个地方并不要紧，我们这次不去下一次去。
So now when travel we become like relaxed and we don't need to plan ahead a lot of stuff, we just go there and see what we can do today.
Yeah.
Become very relaxed and also enjoy.
所以我们这样的话出去旅行也不再提前预备了，就是只要去了到那边能够一起花一点时间在一起，是比去计划去哪里更有
要求。 Okay, I want to introduce my three granddaughter to you.
我这有三个孙女，我大家介绍一下。
From my daughter's side.
这是我女儿生的三个女儿。
I have two another from my son, one grandson and one granddaughter.
我的儿子生了一个儿一个女。
Okay, the oldest one is Zoe.On the right hand side.
我们这大家都有些都认识，我们最大的叫周宇。
8 years old.
是八岁。
And the second one is on the left side, Eva, 6 years old.
这个左边一个是 Eva, 是
6岁。And the center one is the youngest, Ella.
在叫中间的叫 Ella。
Just past Tuesday, we are having a birthday celebration for Ella.
我们她刚刚过生日，在礼拜二的时候。
And then my daughter asking every one of them, including the girl and also us, every one of family member need to mention one specific how good and kindness Ella has meant to us.
Yeah, 所以每一个家庭都是说你要说一句 Ella 对我们怎么好的好话。
And then they very surprised us. The youngest one, Ella said,Me too, me too. I want to say something good about me.
Yeah, 中间那个 Ella 说，我也要说一些我自己好的话。
I mean, so this is for a family you raise up your kids, to give them practice to be thankful heart, to appreciate someone good to you.
所以这就是在家庭中，我们在这里操练怎样有一颗感恩的心。
And I think really thankful my daughter has been. Very diligent, bring the kids to Sunday worship, and in the daily time life, always try to bring them to be holy and godly life.
所以我也觉得很感谢我女儿，常常带着她自己的孩子，怎样操练他们，怎样到教会去，怎样对神有一个感恩的心。
And sometimes they have to memorize verses, scripture.
他们也要在那里记神的话。
Okay, another one. This is action in action. After dinner, they were playing game. There are three little cats.
所以他们过了吃了晚餐之后，就在那里玩游戏，三个小猫。
There had a mitten ball in front of them. They have to go.And then with their face and their nose to push their mitten to the finish line.
Mitten 是
就是把那个叫什么棉线球
棉线球在里面推进去什么的
Without hand or other parts, only your face.
只用这个脸把这个棉球推进去。
Just like cats.
就像像一个猫一样的用这个脸来推东西。
And whoever falls to the finish line is the winner.
所以谁先推到这个终点，谁就是赢的那位。
And the two older ones try to make the younger one the winner. You can see.
Yeah, 所以实际上是最小的最后赢了，是吧？还是他们就看他还能动这个东西。
Ella, go, 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 Ella, go, Ella, go. Zoe is the second, and Eva is the third. Okay, so we can see the old one can be easily go to the finish line, but they try to behind. You see, this is a family member. They respect each other, and they know this is a big day for the sister, Ella. And so they will make her happy. You see, this is we want to learn like from a thankful heart,our heart care for other people. I think this is I just learned this past Tuesday. It so touched me, so I will share with you.
所以大家看见刚才那两个大的其实不是推不快，主要是有这个对小的有爱心，希望小的能够赢，所以让这个小的就推在前面。啊，这是我刚才就礼拜二才学的，就家里头怎样有一颗感恩的心。
As a parent, you will be very happy, right? Joyful. I think since so in the church, we, as a family here, if we do the same, then our Heavenly Father will be happy and so joyful. To see all of us.
所以大家看见，如果是在家里的话，作为一个家庭成员，我们都是非常高兴。如果在教会里的话，我们也能够这样操练，大家相互的有爱心，相互的为别人的缘故，那我们的天父也会很高兴。
Okay, now get to the second point is even though we are having a difficult time.
那第二点，即使我们在苦难中。
In the Bible, it says, "Call upon me on the day of trouble. I will rescue you, and you will honor me."
圣经说，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
Okay, so the first one is transform our mind and transfer our burden to our Lord Jesus.
第一点就是改变我们的心思，要把我们的重担给耶稣。
In the scripture, it says, "Our Lord carry our burdens daily, and also bear our sorrow." This is we just read from the scripture.
我们刚才读的，我们的主耶稣基督担负我们的重担，能够体谅我们的悲伤，他每天都在这样做。
I think Sister Zhang, when she prayed from Isaiah 53.There was a bear our sorrow and carry our burdens.
So, 张姐妹，以赛亚书五十三章的时候，担负我们的重担，能够承担我们的悲伤，她是以赛亚。
Many times when we prayer, when we had morning devotion on Saturdays or on Wednesday prayer meeting with small group together, we all share our life and request for prayer.
在不论是查经班也好，还是礼拜三的这个祷告会也好，我们都是把自己的重担能够讲出来，然后希望我们一起参加祷告的人能够一起来为我们的重担祷告。
And many times I heard brother sister try to comfort the person ask for prayer, saying, "Well, you have such a difficult time."And I'm really sorry, but I'll pray for you. But listen, look at Jesus. How Jesus has been suffering compared to us. We are so just small potato. I mean, if you compare yourself, look like you are so difficult. But when you look at Jesus, then you become burden so light.
所以大家看看啊，我们在这里的话，往往是觉得自己的那个重担非常的重，常常求弟兄姐妹帮我祷告，弟兄姐妹也在那里安慰我。但是你看看耶稣基督所承担的重担，那你就是比较一下他所承担的重担，你就发现你的重担就什么都谈不上了。
So sometimes when we try to comfort or help our brother sister, they are in difficult time, but we feel like we are helpless, we cannot do anything. But when we point them to look at Jesus, focus on Jesus, and your burden become light.
所以我们有时候只是想到自己的困难有多大，但是如果你能够把你的眼光注目在这个耶稣基督的身上，你看看比较一下你的重担和耶稣基督的重担，你就会觉得你的重担就没有什么了。
Yeah, recently, we have a regular meeting with our friends.And a weekly meeting, and then one brother shared with his recently burdened and not be able to get out of the trap, and you know, always very depressed.
所以最近我们和一个家庭有一个每个礼拜都有一起谈话的时间。有一位弟兄在这里说，他呢因为家里都很大的事情发生了，所以他因为负担就非常重，他怎么做他都是不能摆脱他自己的这个负担。
And he admit his life is not a good testimony to God.
所以他说他的一生，他的人生不能给神做好的见证。
And he only can share with so close friend like us, but cannot share with other people because he feel like ashamed as a Christian. How come you have no hope and you cannot get help and you are so down in spirit? So he admit he is not a good testimony.
所以他呢，就是说他只能把他的个人的故事讲给一些啊少数几个人听，因为他觉得他的一生不能给神做好的见证，他有羞耻的感觉。
So we encourage him to give them to God and always pray, not look at all your own problem, just you know, focus on God center, not yourself.
所以我们常常鼓励他，你要把你的注眼目注重在耶稣基督的身上，不要老是看见你自己的困难，而是要把感恩的心有感恩，交给献给主耶稣基督。
Although we are not be able to completely help him, but gradually you can see sometimes he is so happy today share with us some picture, you know, some life he is really enjoyed too.
所以我们不是很能理解他到底碰到了多大的困难，但是他有时候我们看见他的生活中，有时候他很高兴，他也把他的平时的一些照片分给我们，分享给我们看。
So I think if we want to continue our faith, walk with God, and not focus too much on ourselves, I think gradually God will change our perspective and we'll be able to give our burden to Him.
所以如果你能够注目在耶稣基督的身上，存着一颗感恩的心，你慢慢的、慢慢的，你就不会把这个负担当做一个负担，然后就慢慢、慢慢情况会改好。
Okay, that is... So Bible says, you are my testimony.
圣经说你们是我的见证。
It is not say you can be my testimony.
不是说你可以做我的见证。
你能够。
就是、
yeah.
你能够做我的见证，就是说你是我的见证。
It is saying you are, meaning it's a command.It's a must. It's a commandment. It's not like a choice, not an option. We are His testimony.
所以圣经说你是我的见证，这个就是一个命令式，就是不是说你可以，就是你一定就是我的见证。
It's not say you may be my testimony.
不是说你可能是我的见证。
So God's word is very important. It's a, this is a command. You are my testimony.
所以神的话语非常重要，神说你是我的见证。
So I think even though we are in difficult time, if we can have a thankful heart and still like an overcomer, and we can by Jesus Christ the grace, you can go daily life even feel joyful, then this is a declare to Satan, the dark force, you are theyou by the Jesus Christ power you overcome.
所以如果你存着一颗感恩的心，你把你的感谢献给主耶稣基督，你就是成了那位得胜者。得胜者的意义就是即使你在困难的时候，你也是有一颗感恩的心，然后的话你就是战胜了魔鬼，你就是向魔鬼宣告你是那位得胜者。
Yeah, just like our sister Alice, she has been a star like 25 or 24 years old. Yeah, 24 years old until now. Still not very healthy, but every day she have peace and joyful and knowing the the second coming of the Lord. So feel peace inside.
Yeah.Alice 姐妹刚才所说的见证，她24岁时候就开始身体不好，但是现在这么多年了，哎，她就是一直存着一颗感恩的心，所以就是感谢神，她还是有一颗感恩的心。
One of our beloved sister Grace, she has been with the Lord for many years.
我们以前有一位在教会有一位 叫 Grace 姐妹，叫刘史泰姐妹，她已经回天家有几年了。
When she gone through the chemotherapy surgery, she always have joyful to when people visit her and very good testimony. So lots of people always wonder how people in this suffering still so joyful and will give glory to God.
所以刘史泰姐妹那个时候在我们教会很多年，她一直是癌症，所以她就是不停的有一个就是这个 光疗啊化疗啊，每次就是我们觉得很奇怪，我们去看探访他的时候，他有这么多的痛苦，他怎么有这样一颗喜乐的心？
Yeah. Okay, let's read the Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 to 10 and 15.
我们现在看看哥林多后书。
Okay.Okay, let's read together English first and then Chinese. But we have this treasure in earth container so that the extraordinary greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed.Always carrying around in a body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For all things are for your sakes, so that grace, having spread to more and more people, will cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God.
所以我们一起来读《哥林多后书》这个四章七节。好。我们有这宝贝在瓦器，我读一下哈，在这瓦器里要想显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣基督的耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。凡事都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多发加增。感谢格外增多，以致荣耀归于神。
Yeah, this is a part of Paul's experience in the Second Corinthians chapter 4.
是，使徒保罗在哥林多后书四章里面他自己的体会。
If you look at all these persecutions, sufferings, I think none of us can compare to him.
所以大家看这些困苦啊，这些迫害啊，我们都不能和他相比。
But then on the verse 15, it said, has been spread to more and more people, will cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God.
所以在15章他这一讲，好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多。
So you know, the suffering we have, there must be permission from God, must have a purpose from God. If we have that perspective, then you will not resistance, you become accept, and then grace will upon to you.
所以这些我们看见这个苦难是神所允许的，为的是荣耀神，为的是你这个经历苦难之后能够把感恩献给神。
Okay, let's go. Oh, sorry, I didn't plan Chinese. Okay. Number three is how an unthankful heart does to us.
我们下面讲这个不知感恩的心对我们的伤害。
In the scripture, gospel, you see, 10 lepers were healed by Jesus, but only one came back to thank him.
所以大家在圣经里看见有一个故事，就是说十个的大麻风的人都被耶稣医治了，但只有一个回来感恩。
And Jesus was asking, where are the other nine?
耶稣问，那九个在哪里？
So I think this is also remind us.
所以这对我们也是一个提醒。
Actually, we will receive the grace more than the leper here. They only heal by their body.
所以
but their spirit not turned to God yet. But we not only has God promised. Sorry.
没关系啊，那个对我们的提醒来说。这十个大麻风人所得的医治，就是他的身体得了医治。但我们得到的恩典比这十个大麻风更多，我们得的是灵魂的医治。
Yeah, okay. So if you look at our grace received from God, actually is more than the leper here. So it reminds us we always have to come to God and say thank Him every day. It's not glory God to say thank you know.Thanksgiving to him.
所以我们得到的恩典是比这个大十个大麻风所得到的恩典更多，他们得到的只是肉体，我们得到的是灵魂，所以我们要到神面前来有一颗感恩的心。
I would also give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
At one time, my wife and I was asked by a couple to counseling, to give them counseling.
以前有一次呢，我有一对夫妇呢，希望我和我太太呢，给他们一些这个辅导，属灵方面的辅导。
And because they have problem with their on and off marriage issue.
因为那对夫妇呢，因为他们的婚姻关系不是很好，他有时好，有时差。
So we just went to their house.
好，我们到他们家里。
And then we spent a little bit of time with their kids, and then finally we come to the main point, ask, what's going on?
对啊，我们先开始和他们孩子玩了一会儿，但后来呢，就到了主题，哎，怎么样？怎么事情？
We thought you are so nice and have a happy, loving family and Bible study together, fellowship. What's the problem you have?
是啊，我们就问他们，你们看上去是很好一对基督徒啊，一起来学习圣经，一起来参加聚会，什么出了什么事
？And then when get to this point, we're finger point. We're getting more and more angry, heated, and then become like such a terrible.
到那时候呢，大家就看见他的情况呢，就慢慢的就相互指责，然后这个相互之间的这个吵架的温度呢就越来越高，所以就情况。
So we just ask them, can you see goodness from other person, from your spouse? Can you see any goodness?
我们就问你能从你的配偶中看见他好的地方吗
？And they both said no.
他们都说 no, no, 看不见好的地方，没有什么好的地方。
And it's no surprise to us when the couples saw, you know, struggle and everything they see from the other person is such a terrible thing that they did.
对我们来说，这是毫无真是不是惊讶的事，让我们惊讶的事情。因为只要是夫妻吵架，一定是看对方越看越不好。
And then my wife has a wisdom, say, okay, separate them. So I took the husband and she took the wife and we give them a piece of paper and pencil to write down. They say, can you write some goodness about your wife or your husband and some terrible thing that? So just list, make a list.
好，所以我的太太呢就比较有智慧，就是说把他们夫妻呢分开，你带着那位先生，我带着那位姐妹，然后嘛给人他们分开之后呢，给人他们一人一张纸，给他们一支笔，让他们写下对方还有一些好的点数好的点吗，然后就双方就开始写。
And then we remind them, since this is all your beloved, when you dating, romantic, must be the best person you pick. So remind them.Think about some goodness. Now focus on the current.
我就在那里提醒他们，既然这是你当时所选择的，
yeah.
一起在这里一起处对象过，有那个一段美好时光。
Try to
你一定能写出他对方的好的地方。
Yeah. Try to bring their memory back to the romantic life, the dating, the early marriage. So make sure they can, you know, write some good.
所以我们把他们记忆慢慢带回他们年轻时候他们在一起相处的浪漫的日子，希望他们能够想起一些他们当时的好处。
And thank God they finally, both of them, write some goodness about their spouse and the bad and be able to work out.
所以最后呢，他们真是感谢主，他们慢慢就写下了对方的一些好的地方。
And we counseling them and ask them to accept.You, since you married, your commitment in the Lord is you accept whatever they have. They have good, and they also have kind of fault in their character. Every one of us is not perfect, including myself, my wife. But since we commit to be a couple in front, in God's families, we have to accept everything.
所以到后来，他们就这样子，我们就鼓励他们：既然你们已经在神面前是夫妻了，所以你就要接受对方，不论是对方是好的还是坏的，人总有毛病，各种各样的毛病，没有一个人就像我妻子也是各有各的毛病，但是就是要接受对方，不论是怎么样。
Our duty in a family is bring the goodness from other.Meaning you encourage and see they are doing good and say, appreciate, thank you. So they will be encouraged and the good behavior will be emphasized and the relationship will be get close.
所以大家看见我们在家庭里面这样一个责任，就是相互之间要看对方的好处，然后相互要 赞扬对方的好处，这样的话我们就相互的鼓励，然后家庭就在一起能够合一。
Once we have that kind of thankful heart to person, to your family member, friends, then gradually you will, very naturally, you will thank God everything you have and everything he has done to you.
所以当我们只要心里头有这样一颗感恩的心然后对你们的朋友，对你们的家庭的亲戚亲属也好，那这样的话就能够彰显出神，然后就能够感谢神。
Okay, maybe you will say, I really don't have anything good to come as a blessing and to be thankful. I really, my life is a mess.
所以有可能说我的生活真是一团糟，我真的是没什么要感恩的。
And the world around us today is also a mess too.
大家看见现在我们周围所处的世界这个也是一团糟。
And we are in chaotic world. It seems like nothing working.
我们在这里所处的世界真的是很混乱，那没有什么好的事情。
And how can I be joyful?
我怎么得喜乐？
Okay, let's learn from Apostle Paul.
我们看看使徒保罗是怎样讲的。
Okay, let's read together English first. Give thanks to the Father.Who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light? For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin.
好，在哥林多后书一章十二节到十四节，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离最黑暗的权势。把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
There's no mention of like what we expect in our daily life, receiving like prosperity from God, healthy, or like everyday smooth life. There's nothing here. But Paul thank the Father every point of here.is a big beyond our imagination.
所以大家看见保罗在这里并没有提到说我们基督徒在事业上成功啊，生活中顺利啊，他所说的就是我们碰到的困难，然后把我们的感恩给我们的父神，然后能够得神的喜悦。
No, my point is, Paul list some here say inheritance, we have inheritance, and also rescue us from the domain of darkness into the kingdom, and forgiveness of our sin and redemption. Every point of here, every point is a big.
Okay, 保罗在这里
要强调
所说的就是在最重要的就是我们要同得基业。就是让我们脱离黑暗的权势，然后把我们带到父神的国度里面。
If you understand the inheritance of the saint, I mean, if you understand what is the inheritance, then you will see today's all inheritance on earth nothing.
大家如果明白在光明中得神的基业，如果明白这个基业是多么的好的话，就会把这个世界上的这些混乱的所有的一切都忘记。
And if you know we are already in the kingdom of God, not in this earthly darkness domain, then you will really you'll be so enjoyful, so thankful to God.
所以如果大家明白我们已经在神的国里面得到这个基业，就不会看重这世上的这些乱的事情，然后因为你就有很大的喜乐。
If you remember in the I think it's Mark chapter 2, they are paralytic like a paralyzed a person came down from the roofTheir friends, that kind of like that the person came down from the roof. And Jesus said, your sin has been forgiven. Remember this?
大家记得马可福音啊，第二章啊，马可福音第二章里面讲了这个故事，有个摊子，他的四个朋友把他抬起来，然后进这个屋子，耶稣的屋子，但屋子里人多，他们就从到了屋顶，爬到屋顶上，在屋顶上开了个洞，然后把这个摊子放下去。大家还记得这个故事？
And,
然后耶稣说：“你的罪得赦免了。”
And the Pharisees was saying, "Jesus, who are you? How can a person can forgive other people's sin?"
法利赛人对说：“耶稣，你是谁呀？你怎么能够赦免人的罪
？”Only God.
只有神能够赦人的罪。
So the Pharisees was right.
法利赛人是对的。
There's no one can forgive other people's sin.
没有人能够赦免别人的罪。
Only God can forgive our sins.
只有神能够赦免我们的罪。
So they don't believe Jesus has the power of forgiving people's sins. So Jesus knowing what they were thinking in their heart.
当这些人不相信耶稣有赦罪的权柄，耶稣也明白他们的心思。
So Jesus proved he has the power of forgiving sins. Say, stand up, take off your mat, and walk.
Yeah, 所以。耶稣就在那里证明他有赦罪的权柄，他就对那个摊子说：“起来，带上你的褥子走。”
So Jesus wanted to prove, to walk, to heal our body, actually for God is easy, but forgive our sin is much difficult. God have to satisfy the righteousness.
所以耶稣说，耶稣说这个能够医治人的身体还不是最难的，是最。最难的是有赦罪的权柄，因为他是一定要是无罪的才能赦免别人的罪，这是耶稣。
So that's why I say every point of here Paul mentioned is a big deal. It's a very very big God has been doing such a sacrifice for his beloved son Jesus Christ to achieve to accomplish all this for us.
所以这里刚才所看的这个保罗的这个经文里面所说的每一点都是非常大的一点，就是神所说的神所做的，就是牺牲了他的儿子耶稣基督来达到这个目的。
OK, so if you just memorize or read a few times on the verse, then I think you will have a thankful heart.
大家多读一下这些经文，然后大家就慢慢的就会有一个感恩的心。
OK, now come to the last partCount our blessing.
好，我们最后一部分是讲数算我们的恩典。
This year, we are planning group or start to thinking.
今年我们的计划小组在这里考虑。
Because we have family come and go, a lot of new people coming, newcomer, but some of them just cannot stay.
我们在想，这为什么？就是有些家庭来，有些家庭走，新朋友也来，然后他们就也有走的。
To bring people here, only God can do it. We just invite people. If they come, they come. If they don't come. But when they come here, it's our duty how to make them stay. That's we have to get wisdom from God. We have to ask prayer. May God, Holy Spirit, walk among us. Not only the newcomer, also us.
所以我们看见这种情况呢，我们就想邀请人来的是神，他们来了之后，我们有这个责任，就是让他们觉得这里好，然后在这里留下来。
And we have seen some family with kids, with children, but they were kind of here and don't see like a group, fellowship, and fellowship with parents, has children together. So we just wonder, can we improve this?
我们就在这里看，有些家庭来了之后，他们有一部分家庭呢是有一些这个小孩子的，我们看看这部分能不能做一些进步。
So we have four different Chinese speaking Bible study group, and also every group has a few family with children.
我们以前呢是这里有四个中文的查经班，每一个查经班里面都有一些几个家庭呢是有孩子的。
And then so when they in the summertime they go camping, they will you know kind of connect together. But during the years we just separate to different group of the Bible study group, fellowship group.
夏天的话呢，这些家庭呢有时候会在一起啊，会去做一些露营啊，或者其他的孩子在一起的活动，但是呢他们分在不同的团契里面。
So we'll just pray about it. Can we bring them together, form a new group? But the problem is, the other, these four Bible study group, they probably feel like, oh, I has been here. Oh, sorry.
没关系，那个，他们呢？他们，我们就在想，这几个不同的小组分散在不同小组的个有孩子家庭，能不能做一些进步，能够让他们在一起
？So in the beginning, we try to ask them or push them. You can form a new group, but they say, no, we stay here. We are so comfort. We don't want to go.
所以刚开始我们鼓励他们，你们就年轻一些有小孩子的家庭就成为一个新的小组。但是他刚开始的时候，他们说：“哎，不行，我们在这里原来的小组里面都挺舒服的，不要走。”
But I think we gradually we communicate the vision of the praying group and also deacons meeting we have been discussed, and we communicate this is a vision for God for churches. So if you feel a little bit uncomfy.Don't have that kind of feeling. You should form a new group, and you have responsibility. This will be the future of our churches to carry on.
我们的这个计划小组就是想，如果是神的意愿的话，如果这个教会要接着往前走的话，这些有孩子家庭应该是成为自己的小组，所以我们就在这里方面努力。
So the newcomer with the family with children, they will more benefit from each other because they have regular Bible study Friday night here since their children attend Awana and the parents will Bible study in the church.
所以我们觉得这个教会这样的话会更好，那些年轻人有孩子的礼拜五有一个单独的查经班，他们的孩子在这里有个 Awana 的活动，所以他们呢也是可以一起在一起聚会。
And some co-worker like Sister Xiaolin also very active, involved and serve.
Yeah.
So this group has become gradually more and more family join. So I think this we thank God for doing this.
我们也感谢主，小林姐妹也在里面有服侍。我们也看待这些年轻人有孩子的家庭，也逐渐的就都来参加这个聚会。
And then another group is young adult group.
我们另外还有一个青年的聚会。
We thank God for in the past almost a year, Brother Jonathan has been spent so much time Sunday school teach this group of young people.
所以我们感谢神，我们的这个彭弟兄呢，他去年花了一年时间呢，也花了很多时间与年轻人在一起。
In the beginning, he used English, but then gradually, since all the Chinese speaking, so they become a Chinese speaking.
刚开始还用英文，后来就因为听众全部是讲中文的，就变成中文。
And we thank God they are continue coming here, and they have been more and more learn the Bible, and they really enjoy to be with us.
所以我们也很感谢神，这些年轻人也愿意来在这里读圣经啊，也愿意与我们在一起。
So about 2 months ago, we start a Bible study on every Thursday.
我们两个月以前，我们每个礼拜四都有了这个查经。
Since they all career, they are working, so the only time they have maybe at night, so we pick a Thursday night.
因为他们都是白天有上班，所以他们有时间的话是礼拜四的晚上，所以我们礼拜四晚上有这个青年人这个团契。
And recently, we invite Sister Elsie,
yeah,
Elsie to join us.
最近我们有邀请 Elsie 姐妹。
And she has been very surprised. I was thought she may not comfortable, but I think she is very comfortable and also willing to lead the group.
是啊，我们邀请Elsie 姐妹她来这个团契里面参加，她也刚开始还有点惊讶为什么会请她，但是她慢慢的也愿意来这里服侍。
Yeah, she also will take turn to lead weekly Bible study.
所以她有时候也在这里这青年团契里面带领查经。
And I asked her, do you understand we Chinese speaking? And she said, well, probably 80%, which is good.
她是在这里长大的。中文的话，他说差不多80%的，就是会讲，但是还是有一些。
Yeah, so I encourage her to stay and learn more Chinese. Maybe she can be a translator too.
Yeah, 所以他鼓励他好好的学中文，说哪天就变成了翻译。
And in the future, if you have more English speaking young people, then they can become a separate group. That will be, we pray God can, you know,
现在的话，因为这个青年团契里面还是讲中文为主，如果将来讲英文的多的话，也可以分开来有一个讲英文的团契。
So when everyday prayer, remember prayer for the young adults, fellowship group, and also for the young family group, may then can grow and also be disciple, become a disciple too.
每日的祷告中也记得为这些年轻人的团契祷告。
And also this year we have actually in the past few years we have been a gospel meeting and also Chinatown Gospel Center service and we just thank God even though a lockdown.
是啊，我们感谢主，前几年我们教会也在这个这里的中国城里面的那个福音中心有不少的兄弟姐妹参与这个福音中心的服事。
Gospel meeting continue and also the Chinatown Gospel Center, they all online during the pandemic lockdown. A lot of sister brothers serve.
是啊，我们这里弟兄姐妹有很多在那个福音中心，中国城华埠福音中心在那里服侍。前几年呢，因为是大家在家里，因为是这个疫情的缘故，所以他们都是在网上服侍。很多弟兄姐妹，感谢主，他们很多弟兄姐妹参与。
Okay, the next one is my personal thing. This is my personal road trip.
所以我最后一点讲的是，我这十月份的话，自己出去旅行。
End of September through mid of October, I have a road trip in U.S.
所以我这九月底和十月初呢，都在美国开车驾车旅行。
We went to New York for my friend's daughter's wedding party, and then after that, we just have a road trip down to the south.
所以我们先去纽约，因为我的朋友的孩子结婚，我们去参加婚礼，然后我们就往南开车，这个开车旅行。
And we have six people on the road trip. We rent a minivan.
所以六个人出去旅行，我们租了一个这个 minivan.
We thank God for every Sunday we attend a worship. We attend New York and Nashville, Tennessee, and also San Antonio, Texas, different location. And every Sunday, we went worship with the local.
所以我们礼拜天呢，也在去那个旅行的当地呢，去参加了这个主日的敬拜。
In the New York fashion, we attend Chinese group.
在纽约这个法拉盛呢，我们是参加了这个那边中文教堂的聚会。
And in Tennessee, Nashville, we attend a majority of black people.
我们在田纳西的话，那个教会聚会的话，那天聚会是大部分的聚会的都是黑人。
Most of them, yeah. The pastor also are black people, yeah.
Yeah, 那个牧师也是个黑人。
And in San Antonio, we attend majority, is a white people.
圣安东尼奥，我们在
圣安东尼奥downtown，
在聚会的时候，圣安东尼奥就是那个地方，大部分是白人聚会。
Their choir also orchestra is more than our congregation。
他们那边的诗歌班就比我们这聚会的加起来还要多。
And the congregation is huge。
这个聚会真是人都大到真是非常大。
And so we are so blessed. We see a different church, and we just so thankful. In the south, you can see so many churches, and also a lot of people still hold on their faith.
对，这个你在南方的话，我们真的很感恩看到这么多的教会，特别是南方的话，你去知道这个教会是非常非常多，多人真是，完全就是信靠这个圣经。
Since the road trip, so we will be able to one of our friends.He's still a seeker, and we will be able to share gospel.
所以一位朋友在其中呢，他其实还是一个还未信主的，慕道友。
She claims she believe in Jesus.
但是他
he claims believe he in Jesus.
他真的没有想到，他真的有一天会信神。
No. He say he believe in Jesus.
他说他是信神的。
He stay in Taiwan most of time, but come to U.S. maybe a couple months a year.
他大部分时间是住在台湾，到美国有时候一年来几个月。
To visit children here.
他在这里来看和他的孩子，看他的孩子。
And he learned we have a road trip, and he want to join us.
他知道我们有这个这个 开车旅行，他就在那里就参加了我们。
So one in New Orleans, we stay in the in kind of Airbnb house, sorry, three nights over there. So we have more calls together to share about our faith.
啊，我在这个纽奥尔良的时候，因为租了个房子，所以我们有三天住在那里。我们有更多的时间和他在一起分享神的话语。
And we finally realized he is not a believer.
最后我才意识到他并不信神。
He said when he was in Taiwan, he will worship the temple, worship the to be you know to do good, to save. So those are the Buddhism.
所以他在台湾的时候，他去到庙里去拜神，他要什么行
善
行善。
And he came to U.S. Worship and believe in Jesus, which is good.
他到美国的话呢，他就来拜耶稣，他这里也很好。
Because he think every religion is good, just do good and you will be safe.
Yeah, 所以他每个宗教都好的，只要你做好事多了就。
So when I ask, do you believe there's a God and also you believe in Jesus? He said, Yes, I do.
我就问他，你知道你信这里那里有一个耶稣，然后有一个位神吗？他说对啊，我是信仰有耶稣有神的。
But when you go deeper, you realize he is not. He's not a believer.
当你进往里深一点的话，你发现他不是一个信耶稣的。
So we spend so much time to change him, because he always thinking I'm doing good, so I should be able to get into the heaven.
所以他说我只要做好事，我就是好的，我就是可以进行上天
堂。So we try to give a share about gospel. We are not good.We are not good enough to enter the heaven. We are just a sinner, no matter how good you are, you think.
我们就向他分享，我们是罪人，我们并不好。无论你是认为你做了多少好事，你都不能进天国。
But we thank God, this friend, he is very gentle and also openness. So he gradually see, finally I see the difference between Christianity and Buddhism.
所以他最后呢，他就明白过来了。原来他看见这个区别了，看见区别这个耶稣信基督教和这个信佛教是区别在哪里。
But he also mentioned he has so entangled so much relationship built in Taiwan, so it will make a little bit difficult and challenging for him. So ask, we pray for him.
Yeah.因为他在那里台湾有那么错综复杂的关系和那些人，所以他就求我们替他祷告怎样和那边。
His business also networking with their core brother sister in their religion too. So he have a lot of business relationship. If he cut off from them, will be difficult for him.
所以他台湾与那些其他的他们也称为弟兄姐妹，有很多的关系，这个错综复杂的关系如果是把它切断的话，对他的这个做生意也是比较难。
But he said he want to try, he want to to seek him,
但是他说呢，他愿意试一下，就是只信唯信耶稣基督。
So we thank God for the road trip is over 2,000 miles driving and we are safeWe are all safety and healthy. So we just thank God for protection.
让我们这样子能够有一个房车旅行，我们也在差不多行驶了2000英里，真的是一切都很安全。
Recently, a young brothers also a believer, give me a call.
最近有一位年轻人他是也是信耶稣的，他打电话给我。
He struggled to whether stick to a current job or seeking for another job.
他也一直是在这里，就是有挣扎，是接着在做现在这份工作呢，还是换一份工作？
So I listened to him about an hour and the struggle he has and good like whether stay here or the go to another state.
所以我也跟他谈，他要是住在这里呢，还是要到另外的州去生活。
And ask my advice.
他问我有什么建议。
So I really cannot give any advice to him.
我真的是没有办法给他什么建议。
So I just asked him, would you pray to God yourself, and I also pray for you. You just pray for about 1 to 2 weeks.
所以我就建议他，你能不能向神祷告，我也向为你祷告。他祷告了一两周。
And then how you feel in your heart, had any peace to either go to a new job or stay here?
所以你如果心里有平安的话，如果是你自己觉得怎么样是平安，是到新的工作呢，还是在接着在这住着？
And so he said he will pray for this matter.
所以他说他会祷告一两周。
So I thank God for if the, you know, before I would probably just give advice to him immediately. But now I learned to be, just bring him to God and then pray by himself and then thank God for whatever the choice he made.
以前的话我会给一般的话我就直接给他建议了应该怎么怎么样现在的话我就建议他向神祷告。
So I just thank God for give us in everyday life we have opportunity to be a testimony and also we can honor him and we give thanks to him.
所以我们感谢神每天我们都是成为神的见证然后把荣耀归于神。
May this Thanksgiving holidays a blessing for every one of you.
愿这个感恩节的这个感恩节愿神的祝福能够临到我们每一位弟兄姐妹身上。
And this year will be our first since pandemic opened the celebrate Thanksgiving here.
所以我们这次的话是我们自打有了疫情之后第四年中我们第一次我们有感恩节的聚会。
Okay, let's finish message here. Let's bow down and have a prayer.
让我们在这里低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for you have been become a sacrifice to please God to satisfy the righteousness.
主啊，我们感谢主耶稣基督在神面前牺牲了自己，能够成就神的公义。
Lord, please give us have a thankful heart. We also want to thank you for everything you have done for us.
主啊，给我们有一颗感恩的心，让我们每一件事情都能够有感恩。
May we be your testimony.
让我们成为你的见证。
May everything we do will honor your name.
让我们做的每件事都能荣耀你的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.